It's an early winter morning in Ottawa. The sun is shining and the air is crisp. Skaters are beginning to make their way down a long stretch of gleaming ice. It's described as a local treasure. It's also known as one of the best places to skate in the world. The Rideau Canal begins near Carleton University on the outskirts of the city. From there, it winds more than 4 miles through residential neighborhoods. Skaters pass by parks and under bridges. As they turn the last corner, they see the Parliament buildings up ahead. Steve Scarf drove 30 miles to be here this morning. He says once you've skated on the Rideau Canal, there's no going back to a rink.
It's just such a beautiful feeling to be able to just glide on your skates so long and so far with nothing in your way. It's the freedom, I guess, and to travel such distance using your legs and feet so quickly. It's really amazing.
The canal attracts all types. You see toddlers wearing snowsuits and bike helmets. They spend a lot of their time sitting on the ice eating snow. Then there are the couples. They move together, skating arm in arm. Ottawa residents Bob and Linda McBurney have been skating here for almost 30 years.
When you have a clear blue sky and a fresh fallen snow from the night before, it's winter's beauty at its best. So we've skated here with our children, and I think that is where you see the real joy of it, because the kids really love it, and you can see it in their faces, and it's a great way to tire the kids out for the day, too, as well.
People have been skating on the canal for years, but in 1971, the Canadian government made it official. They started sweeping and flooding the ice every night, and they put in staircases. A national landmark was born. Now it's estimated that 1 million people skate here each winter. John Taylor is a history professor at Carleton University.
Immediately it became one of the most important things in the life of many Ottawans. And of course, I teach at Carleton, which is at one end of it. And many of my colleagues who live along the canal skate into work. They use it for commuting. And you see kids in the hallways with skates slung over their shoulders.
Now a whole generation has grown up with the canal. Kids hang out there after school, and couples go there on a first date. They even feel safe leaving their boots and backpacks under public benches. Skater Ken Bruff says the canal is a reflection of the way Canadians approach winter.
Well, you really have to embrace winter if you live in Canada, especially a city like Ottawa. If you squirrel away through the winter, it really becomes unbearable. So, you know, being able to get out and enjoy days like today, as long as you're dressed for the occasion, it makes it quite enjoyable.
It doesn't matter how old you are, how much money you have, or what climate you come from. The canal is open to everybody. John Taylor says it brings the residents of Ottawa together.
It is something that they all share, whether it's in terms of ethnicity or wealth or color or whatever. It's not something that's really exclusive to anybody. You know, it seems to belong to all. And maybe that's one of the reasons that it really took off in a way. It was something that everybody could be involved in.
In any given winter, there are weddings and hockey games and picnics on the Rideau Canal. Most say they couldn't imagine winter without it. Maybe that's because so much of their lives takes place right on top of it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa, Ontario.